Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you so much for joining us tonight at My Sister, My Friend. We are an internet show here to help uplift, encourage, and provide resources to all our women. We want to give women a place to voice their comments, opinions, and concerns in a godly arena. We want to keep them informed of world events and community events hosted by our various sister ministries. We want to help and talk about issues that women face daily, providing clear understanding and concern for one another. We want to be here for our sisters. We want to show them love in all that we do, and we want them to know that there is someone out here that really loves and cares for them. So we thank you for joining us tonight. We want to give a shout out to our various partners, to our illustrious president of our CEO of Granny's Place. Say hello, Miss Beverly. Okay, she must be on mute. Okay. Miss Beverly, can you hear me?
Yeah, this is Beverly. How are you doing?
We're doing fine tonight. So tonight's Blog Talk listeners, we have on line with us our beautiful young lady who is a very spiritual and physical and emotional empowerment woman. We will be talking to Janae Hunter, and she has three things she wants to talk to us about tonight, including her Top Model Women's Empowerment Group and the M&M Enterprise that she is a founder of. So without further ado, Ms. Janae, if I'm pronouncing that right, because I always pronounce it wrong, she has to correct me. Please say hello to our listening audience.
Hello, everybody out there.
All right. So, Janae, would you go ahead and just give us a little background about you and tell us about your passion and some of the things that you are involved in your ministries?
Okay. Like she said, my name is Janae Hunter. I live in the Fort Worth Metroplex. I am from Omaha, Nebraska. I've been living in Texas for about 2 years. And in that time, I have opened up or started just a dance ministry working with children, and it's called M&M's. It's something that I do. I dance on the side personally, just to churches, different events and stuff like that. And but I love to teach. I love to teach dance the most, and that's really my passion, just to be able to give the children and older people to a better understanding of dancing and the intimacy in dancing as dancing with our Father. And I like to incorporate that in the dance so that they can get a better understanding and they're able to flow better and move better and not so worried about, you know, am I doing this right, am I doing this wrong? Just really teaching them, you know, to just be free and dance. And, again, the ministry is M&M's. It stands for Music and Movement. Right now, I have been traveling. I was traveling. It's been probably about a month since I've done it. Right now, I'm just doing personal sessions. But I travel from different organizations, child care centers, and I teach kids from ages 2 to 13. And that's what I do as far as M&M's, and I teach them, you know, exactly what I said as far as, you know, the intimacy of part of it. I make sure that we pray. The songs that we do, I make sure that it's, you know, that they can get an understanding of the songs that we're dancing to so that they can get a better feeling of it, you know, move more freely in it. And also I called it music and movement also too when it comes to the children, because it's part of a curriculum that most child care use in their facilities. So it's good in that sense too. So I incorporated that. And the next thing that I do is I empower women. I right now I have a page on Facebook where I just send out different things daily, Monday through Friday, just empowering women, giving them tips on, you know, how to be a good servant, you know, how to love ourselves, how to be empowering other women, how to think, how to speak, just different things like that. And it's called Top Models, and the top stands for Teachers of Poise. And what we do is we just try to help women physically, mentally, financially, emotionally, spiritually, and it's working on time management, lifestyle management, and we do those things. We talk about those things. Hopefully this summer we'll be having our first outing with all the women that I'm incorporated with. We'll be able to go out and have our first session in a group instead of on Facebook. So I'm really looking forward to that. So that's the two things that I've been working on for the past 6-7 months. So yeah.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I love the idea of the M&M music. Is it music in motion?
Music and movement.
Okay, music and movement. Leave it up to me to get it wrong. But music and movement, and the children. How do they perceive it? Are they easy learners, or do you have some that are complicated, or because of the music, do they adjust well? Just tell us a little bit about that. About training with
kids. Well, it depends on the age limit, like. Say out, because I work with 2-year-olds, with your toddler, so I have to make sure that I'm picking, you know, the right songs to make them get energetic. You know, now, like one song that I teach to the toddlers is Jesus, You're My Superhero. And, you know, we're flying around the room, so it keeps them up and energetic. Like, it's like I've had new kids come in for the first time. And, you know, at first they're quiet, you know, when we're doing our stretches and stuff like that. But then once that song comes on and, you know, they're full of energy, especially because I go in the morning. So, they're jumping all around and, you know, I'm making sure that I'm incorporating moves to make them jump and, you know, be able to run, you know, and, you know, moving their whole bodies. And I'm pretty sure you know how kids work. They they like all that movement, you know. So and it is some that you know, it is kind of difficult, but those are the ones that I try to kind of pay a little bit more attention to, and try to, sometimes I have to incorporate different dance moves or try a different song to make sure that they can get a, you know, get some fun out of it as well, you know, and I also getting that exercise in there too. So it comes with, you know, making sure that I have the right songs and making sure that I have, you know, the right steps too, because some kids are, you know, more difficult than others. So I have to try to find the right song that it can have everybody can join in at the same time. And that's also, too, with school-agers, too. There's some kids that feel like, oh, well, I can't dance or I can't do that. So I have to sometimes calm the song down, you know, or sometimes I have to turn the song up, you know, but try to, you know, incorporate different things so that everybody can be one. So sometimes it can be a little, you know, difficult as far as, you know, the children really – you know, wanting to do that and keep trying to get an understanding of it, but I really pay attention to that stuff so that they can understand it and really be a part of it and have fun.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. How did you first get into this? What made you want to do this?
Well, it started some years ago. Well, my mom has always worked in child care. She actually owned her own child care businesses. And I, since I was a little girl, I always was the one used to be like, especially with the school ages, be like, come on, let's go over here and let's make up a dance, you know, let's make up a dance step. So I used to be dancing with the school ages, and the teachers just used to be like, okay, everybody that want to dance, go with Janae. I'm a kid, too, so I'm at the daycare, too, but, you know, I'm like, okay, we're going to have a dance group or, you know, have a dance competition. And then that's how it started when it came to working with the bigger kids. But the littler kids, when I was working at a daycare, when it came to the toddlers and stuff, I was actually working in a baby room, and I just used to turn on the music, you know, the ABCs, but more of the songs that have a little bit more up-tempo, and I just used to be dancing around the room, making the babies laugh. And the toddlers, they would be looking over into the room, and they'll be doing the steps with me, you know, and laughing.
Okay.
And, you know, so I was just like, something just hit me, you know, because I was seeing that it had really got their attention, you know, even though they're mm-hmm. supposed to be in their centers and at their table, they're standing at the door doing what I do. So it kind of hit me that, okay, Janae, this might be something that you could take a little bit further. And I just went out there and I tried it, and it was very successful. The kids love it.
All right. It worked out well for you and the kids. Huh?
Yeah.
Do you have any children?
No, I don't have any children. Have any children. I guess the love for kids, too, came from me just being around kids all my life, because my mom's been in work with child care all of my life. And, you know, she had foster kids, and my brother had a daycare, my cousins had a daycare, my aunties have a daycare, so it's in me, basically. So
okay.
The patience and all of that, it all comes from that, so.
Okay, that was my next question. How are you so patient with these little people? Because, you know, some of them can be really trying, you know, coming from those different backgrounds and those different homes, and, you know, you never, yeah, they can be a little trying to the patients, but
yeah, they can.
Yeah, you have to have that patience. So, do you do a lot of spiritual music with them, or do you do just general music, or what kind of music do you use?
Yes, it's all spiritual. I never go outside of that. Everything that I do, it's even with the school agers, because, you know, bigger kids like hip-hop, but I always incorporate gospel hip-hop to let them know that, you know, it does not always have to be out in the world music, and you could get down and get jiggy with certain moves, let me say that, to also, you know, Jesus music. So, yes, always, always Christian music. And 9 times out of 10, most of the daycares that I've been to or went to, they're Christian daycares. So,
okay, wonderful. With the believers, huh? Make a believer out of the children.
Yeah,
okay.
And I think that's probably why they really like it, too. So.
Okay, wonderful. I wanted to give room for our listeners. I see I have my co-host on, and I was wondering if Beverly would like to ask any questions before we move forward with a little bit of the M&M. Is there anything with the top models, is there anything anybody want to ask Janae? Pastor Henderson? Okay, is that,
hello?
Hello. How are you? Good. Is there anything you wanted to ask, Ms. Janae?
Hi, Ms. Janae. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, ma'am. Where do you teach?
I travel. I travel to wherever the facility is.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I go to the child care center, and it's a personal session. One of my friends that has a daycare, she lets me use her facility.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So,
yes,
basically, the church wanting you to come in to teach the little girls and the teenage girls, is that considered like sessions, or what's your group price? I know you can't see it right now, but is it a set price, or is it a price, or do you operate off of love offerings, or how exactly is that set up?
It's really a love offering. Okay. I've always had problem with trying to make a price because I'm not in it, but I'm not in it for the money, but I know that it comes with a love price because I just do it because I love it and I want to share what God has given me.
Okay. And where do you reside? I got in about 805.
Okay. It's okay. I reside at Potter's House for Fort Worth.
Okay. So you live in Fort Worth?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay. So let me ask you this question. Are you the young lady I met at the DFW City Women meeting on March 7th?
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. I'm like, that name sounds familiar. Okay.
Yes, ma'am, that's me.
Of
wonderful.
Course. You know those are my friends. Yeah, we share all the love together. We're the
right.
DFW
yes,
City Women. Everybody. So is there anybody else have a question for Ms. Janae? Were you finished, Pastor? I'm sorry.
Yes, and those are the things that I wanted to know.
Okay. Is there anybody else? Beverly, callers, any callers on the line have any questions? Okay. Well, I guess we'll go on and talk about top models for a few minutes here before Janae gets, she has something dear to her heart that she wants to share with us concerning social media, but we're going to talk a little bit more about top models. If you can just expound on that a little bit, I wanted to ask you, is that just a group of women, you say, on Facebook right now, so you haven't actually met these women face-to-face yet?
No, I haven't met most of them face-to-face. Some of them I know personally. They're my friends. It really started, I had lost my job at the beginning of the year, and I was around just a few group of ladies, and I was just looking around and, seeing how they react to certain things, and, we was having little cordial conversations, and, I was just like, wow, these women really need help, in different areas that I have been getting help in. And even my friends, just certain conversations that we have. And I simply just found myself telling these women what I have learned or what's been being taught to me. And I'm just like, man, what if we could just, get something started, a group started, me just sharing this with one of my friends. Like, what if we could just get something started to just share with these women on what we are being taught. And it just started out as a thought, and then that's how Top Models got started, as a thought.
Yeah. That's generally how great things come about, huh?
Yes.
That's from thinking. Yeah, so it's the encouraging Facebook page where you encourage women and give them information and just have different, do you do different topics on it, or they just ask questions and you respond, or how does it work on Facebook?
Well, on Facebook, it's a Monday through Friday thing. On Mondays, I'm usually quoting whether it's from Maya Angelou, a scripture, or one of my own mentors, or even something that God has given me. Monday is Motivational Monday, so I put out something that motivates the women to get through the week or to get through a hard time. Throughout the day, it could be any time, just one little thing, from the morning to late at night. And Tuesday is Tip Tuesday, and I give the ladies tips on, you know, on the topic that we're talking about that week. This week we're talking about acts of service on, 'cause that's part of being a model, you know, being a role model. We need to learn how to serve. And that was, so today, well, tomorrow will be like a tip of on how to serve on something that we may need to work on or something to better ourselves in service. And Wednesday is Wonderful Wednesday. It just talks about how wonderful you are, lifting them up on that day. And on Thursday is Thinking Thursday. I usually give something, give the women something to think about, you know, whether it's about themselves, their situations, trying to help empower somebody else, being a top model in the community, something like that. And Friday is Free Friday, making sure that we're just free. We're free to be us. I'm free to be me, you know, free to be yourself. And that's what I do throughout the week. And it's just on Facebook right now. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, would you like to share your Facebook page address or however they can get on that page and see what's going on Monday through Friday?
Because it is a private private group, you would actually have to go to my Facebook. Now, I'm really bad at this when it comes to the whole Facebook at, you know, Yahoo or however they say that. Mm-hmm. But if you go to Janae Hunter, my name is JaneHunter, and I'm in Fort Worth, Texas. Right now, if you go there right now or when you get off, I have the 5-day fast picture as my photo. And I will gladly accept you, and then I will forward you into the private group of top models.
Oh, okay. All right. It's private. Okay. Listeners, if you want to go there, it's private, and you have to go to her name, Janae Hunter, on Facebook, and she will invite you in or receive you as a friend or however way that works. I'm not a big Facebook advocate. I don't know how to do a lot of stuff on Facebook, but that's the way you're going to get to her, okay? So, listeners, if you want to be a part of that group and get that daily inspiration Monday through Friday, go to Janae Hunter's page and she will accept you, okay? So, Janae, let's go into exactly what your passion is right now that you have on your mind that we're wanting to talk about tonight about the social media.
Well, it has been on my heart for about some weeks, probably about 2-3 months. If we really just look at all the stuff that is going on in the world today and these young people and all these little pranks and, you know, these little games that they have, tests and, like, the lip test and all this other stuff that they have going on, and it's all coming from social media, and it's really disturbing. I have been in tears for the past 2-3 months just seeing it and watching it, and it really hurts my heart just seeing the young people and the acts that they are, you know, doing. And it makes me upset, really. It frustrates me, not at them, but it makes me upset with the enemy, because what he is feeding them, what they are seeing, and then what they think about from what they see, and then it leads into their actions. And that is very irritating to me. And all I can do is pray. I don't have children, but
I really can't even imagine what these parents are thinking, what they feel when they see their children do these things. And I just feel like God is calling me to set this 5-day fast from social media. At first it was from it was for the young adults, because I feel as us as young adults, it's time for us to stand up as young people in the body of Christ, because as the older people, y'all doing y'all part, but when will we stand up and do our part? Because really these young people are looking at us. They see what we do. They see how serious we're supposed to be. And sometimes I literally tell people this. I think that they take us as a joke. And I feel like now it's time for us to take a stand. And that's what the main thing of this 5-day fast is. It's called hashtag take a stand. And it's 5 days, starting on the 15th through the 20th, from social media. And social media can be from Kick, Instagram, Facebook, Google, YouTube, all that stuff. Now, I know a lot of people won't do it because Instagram and all those other things can be very addicting. But honestly, what it's doing is pulling us away from God. It's pulling us. It's taking too much time away from Him. And I'm a witness to that. I end up saying that, okay, I'm going to be on the phone or Facebook or I'm just simply looking at something. Then next thing I know, I've been on it for 30 minutes. That's horrible. It's horrible. And I feel like, especially in my generation as young people, it has gotten us too, but it's pulling us away from the wrong thing. We're not even able to control it. So I feel like we need to pull away from that. Been 5 days in prayer and fasting, and really I'm praying, I've been praying for this whole fasting for 5 days, that, you know, God will do some things within us, that we will veer away from it, that we will spend more time with Him than on Facebook, that our first thought when we wake up in the morning is not, okay, let me check my Facebook. And I'm only saying that because that's something that I've done and still sometimes do. And I don't want to do that, you know. And I feel like we need to change that. And in this 5 days of fasting and prayer, that we will pray against these things, but we will also pray in the spirit of what God wants us to pray for these young people, in their minds and everything that's going on around them and all this stuff that they're able to get on social media and learn. My mom just gave me some disturbing news about, you know, they're able to watch, you know, porn and stuff like that on YouTube as little kids. And I'm just like, boy. And it's sad, you know, these parents, you know, they give their kids tablets and stuff, little kids. And these kids are so smart with all this social media stuff. They could simply go in there, and the next thing you know, that pop up, and these kids too are exposed to all kind of mess.
At early age.
Yeah, at a very early age. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like this is just something that God has called me to do. I don't believe that this will be the first and the last time. I think that this will be something ongoing every now and again, but I'm just taking the first step in what I believe in and where my heart aches at, and I just want people to take a stand with me. It was for young people, but a lot of older people are getting involved, which is totally fine. But I'm really wanting, you know, my generation to take a stand and stand up. And, that's really what it's about.
Amen. Well, that is a most wonderful and needed idea for the community of kids that are getting on these YouTubes and these Instagrams and these Kick stuff. My grandson was on Kick. He had set it up on my phone when he didn't have a phone, and I just happened to be strolling through there one day and looking at the conversations that these young kids are having. I said, "Oh my, that is just it is just dumbfounded to me because I could not understand where y'all get this from. How y'all at my age, when I was y'all age, I didn't know all of this. I didn't know nothing about what y'all talking about. You know, they're so advanced and they're so wise, and my granddaughter, she could come over here to YouTube and just pick up anything she want to, you know, and she's just in the third grade, and she's over here looking up songs, looking up, you know, people, and, you know, you put in a couple of letters in there, there's everybody you want, and then them that you don't want, you know. I said, oh, my goodness, I think that is a brilliant, very, very brilliant idea for us to incorporate right at this time because of all of the things that are happening in our, in, just close to us, in our neighborhoods.
Yes.
And I'm going to do that. I'm going to be trying my best. But I don't, I might go on Facebook maybe once or twice a week. That's not my thing. My thing is just my telephone. But still, that's a form of media. Because if you text in and listen to people send you stuff, you still see stuff. You know, you still hear things, and they might send you different little things. But thank God all of my things that I get are very spiritual and uplifting for me. So, but I can see all the other stuff that's coming in on the kids' phones, you know. And I think that if parents also would look into what their children are looking at and going to, the sites that they're visiting, and the things that they're doing on their iPads and their phones and their computers and stuff, it would be very helpful to them.
Yep.
We could cut down a whole lot of stuff, too, because a lot of the stuff you can block out.
Yes.
You know, you can't go to certain sites. If you if the parents block it, they can't get to it, right?
Yep, that's so true.
Yes, but I think that is very good, would be very beneficial, and I'm calling on all of my seasoned saints that love some Facebook and some social media and some Instagram. I looked up today, and my mother-in-law, who I love, did it. Had, I think it's what's the one where the picture come up when you're is that Instagram?
Instagram,
Okay. I said she done learned her new thing.
Because I got my mom. She was on it. My mom was on it yesterday, and she had posted a picture. My sister had posted a picture of her, and she was like, I already got 20-something hits. I said, oh, God. What did we create?
Already. Yeah. That tickled me. I said, oh, she done learned her new little thing on this computer. So, yeah, she does. I love her. She's not going to abuse it like they do. She'll probably send spiritual stuff or, you know, comments, you know, stuff like that. But I say, look at her. Even the older generation is getting into it, okay? Those who want to do computers, you know. But I don't mind her sending me stuff because that's inspiration to me, you know.
Just
hopefully I had a right man, a frame of mind when I get there to be able to do some of the things, but in a godly manner. But I am. Would you go ahead and give us, now do you have a page for that, but is that on your Facebook page, the flyer that you sent?
Well, that is that's on my Facebook page. It's actually an invitation. You would actually have to be if you get on Facebook and you push hashtag take a stand, and it's going to be in bold letters, that invitation should pop up.
Oh, okay. Hashtag take a stand, audience.
Because it is a nationwide thing, and so everybody in the world can see it. It's public.
Okay.
So it's hashtag take a stand, all in capital letters. If you want to add me as a friend, then I can go ahead and invite you as well.
All right, wonderful. God bless you for that idea. You know, and I think that God is going to go ahead and he bless that effort and give us the ability to go ahead and get that fast done and then help us with some results of the fast. Now, yes, next week we're going to come back, and if we have some praise reports about it, we are going to go ahead and do it. And the dates again are?
The dates are this Friday, the 15th, all the way to Wednesday, the 20th, next Wednesday, the 20th.
Okay, May 15th through May 20th, listening audience, we're going to hashtag take a stand, fast from social media for 5 days. Join in with us, me and Sister Hunter, and we're going to fast and pray on this social media thing for the children and for the young adults, and even for us older saints. We want to give God some glory in this and ask him to help us with it. Is that your prayer?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, we are about to wind up here. I scheduled the show for only 45 minutes tonight, so because I needed to do something. But I'm thanking you for coming on tonight, and thank you for your vision. And if there's anybody who would like to ask any more questions about the hashtag take a stand, go right ahead right now. Any questions, comments, opinions, concerns from our listening audience, those are on the line with us tonight. Nobody? Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Beverly, do you have any questions? All right. I guess she's not answering. She on mute tonight. But I did want to, is there any other announcements that we need to make before we pray out tonight?
No, I just wanted to wish everyone a happy belated Mother's Day, particularly my sister. Wanting to warn women that are out there that are in domestic violence situations. Had a young lady to call the last few days in a domestic violence situation to please ask women that are in these situations, please don't hang in too long. Please get some help. Get out of there. Do whatever you can as quickly as you can to save yourself and to save your children. Also to other nonprofits, a young lady, I apologize, I was on another conference call. I look forward to hearing about your program and what you're doing, and I pray that God will strengthen you and give you all that you need to meet the vision that he's given to you. And
you.
I just want to thank everyone for tuning in and listening tonight.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. We're going to make one more announcement. I'm trying to pull it up here on my phone. Y'all just give me a second. While Janae's getting ready to pray us out, that's who we usually ask our guests to go ahead and give us a closing prayer, but as I scroll through here trying to find this announcement about an event that will be happening next weekend. Let me see. Let me go somewhere else. See, I'm not good with these tick. I'm not a ticky. Not a very good ticky. So I think here we go. See if I can get it to come up so I can see it and announce it. My sister, Pastor Henderson, is sponsoring an event for 2015, the Hope of Glory Fellowship Dallas. SALT, S-A-L-T, presents Be Ye Beautiful Unmasked. The event will be held on March the 22nd and 23rd, I believe. It's next weekend, next Saturday and Sunday. We will have Minister Govan and Pastor Henderson and Sister Minister Wanda Randall will be be speakers of this event. So if you're not doing anything, go come and join us. We would love to have you there. I'll be there. helping with the event. The registration is $20. It'll be at Help of Glory, and then that includes a T-shirt and a light lunch. I guess she'll be back. We March the 23rd and the 24th. March the 23rd is at 10 a.m. and on March the 24th, it's at 3 p.m. So, if you're available, when I'm saying March, I mean May. I'm sorry. If you're available, please join us, and we'll give you more information on next week. Okay, but if there's nothing else, Sister Hunter, Janae, would you go ahead and give us our closing prayer?
Yes, ma'am. Father God, we just thank you right now. We thank you for bringing us together, Father God, to glorify you, Father God, and what you're doing in this world, Father God, and through your people. I just ask that you cover us on tonight, Father God. I just ask that you be with us, Father God, even as we leave this line, Father God, and as we lay our heads on tonight. We just glorify you, Father God, for all that you are and all that you are yet to do. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for even this radio station, Father God, to help others, Father God, and to encourage others, Father God, and to push others, Father God, into your will, Father God, for their lives. I just give you all the glory and the honor. I ask that you be with us, cover us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, and thank God. Thank you for joining us tonight, my listening audience. We appreciate your taking the time out to be with us tonight. To God be the glory for your attendance and for your participation. Thank you, Sister Janae, for coming on tonight and discussing the urgencies that's on your heart. And we thank God for you, and we ask that many blessings upon your life. And to those that are listening, thank you for joining us, and we appreciate you. We love you. We ask that you have a blessed rest of the week. And if you are not busy tomorrow night from 8 to 9 p.m., join us at the same time for Blog Talk Radio. It should be Mojo's relationship show. Then we might have a surprise tomorrow night, someone different. Then on Wednesday night from 8:30 to 9:30, from 9:30 to 10:30, we have Elder Linda Jordan, who will be on with the prayer line. And on Friday night, we have Street Talk. And on Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m., we have Minister Lewis, who is just free on the inside, providing information and insight to men of all ages and just different guests and things like that, things of that nature. He ministers to the men. And any shows that you would like to join, feel free. You can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Granny's Place and just click on any show that you want to listen to. They're all in the archive. You're free to listen at any time, day and night. So God bless you. Thank you for joining us tonight. That's going to be a wrap. So we love you. Take care and God bless. Good night, and thank you. Janae, I will talk to you a little later.
Okay.
Okay, God bless you.
All right.
Bye-bye.